All right, great to visit with our old friend Susie Bogus, joining us from the Nashville, Tennessee area. We're going to talk about latest release. It's a digital streaming platform release, Live at Cafe Milano. This was recorded back in 1999, as I said, now available, I think, officially starting this past Friday, available on all digital streaming platforms. You know, Susie, I was reading the press release, and it said 16 studio albums. I was thinking, can you take me back and tell me how vividly you remember your first studio experience of recording a record or recording an album? Do you remember that vividly, and can you share some of those details?
Oh, sure. I mean, well, the very first one I made in Peoria, and, you know, I actually sang in a mop closet. So that was not quite the experience that I had in Nashville, but that was a wonderful, you know, it was a guy's basement, and it was the first time that I'd ever, you know, gotten in front of, you know, that kind of a microphone. It was it was very exciting for me. You know, I had crowdsourced the money to make that record. So I just, by talking to people in all the little bars and places that I was playing. So I had a bunch of loans from people to get that first record made. So that was pretty cool.
What year was that, and how much money did you collect to do it?
Believe it or not, it was 1981, and I got $9,000 from people, and that was pretty amazing, you know. You could make a heck of a record for $9,000 these days. In the middle there, when I was making records for Capitol, they cost a lot more than that. But yeah, that, since most people are working from their homes now and doing recordings on their computer and everything else, you can do amazing recordings just, you know, for not much money.
Yeah, it is amazing how technology has changed. But, you know, I was thinking too about, you know, if you look at your career, and let's say you, Susie Bogus, were breaking on the scene in 2020, and not breaking on the scene in, you know, the latter 1970s or 1980s, and you see how the releases take place now through social media, through digital platforms. You know, you're at your point of your career where you've had this success, and you can do it purely for probably enjoyment now. But can you wrap your arms around, you know, how the industry has changed now with the technology and the digital streaming platforms of basically where all this music comes from now?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard, you know, to understand that. And you know, young people and new people have had to, you know, kind of really be, you know, inventive in order to get through the noise, because there's so many people. And, you know, I was very fortunate to have the big machine of Capitol Records behind me to get my name out there. And we also had, you know, some great TV platforms back in the late 80s and early 90s. So, you know, now it really, you know, the YouTube and things like that, I mean, it's like, it's endless if you just are looking on YouTube, if you don't have any idea what you're looking for. So it's just been really interesting to see how people have gotten their names out there, and when, you know, something goes viral, it's there's got to be something about it that's unique and popular, you know.
Do you miss the hustle and bustle of your early days in this career of trying to, you know, when you say grinding it out and trying to make it? I'm sure you're a little bit reflective, or do you like to just sit back and say, hey man, I like the wind down Wednesdays, I've made it, I'm just going to get my guitar out, and I'll let Jim Taylor in Alito sit down and watch Wind Down Wednesday. He'll probably have a cheap Bush Light because he's a poor radio guy, and I'll have a glass of wine. I mean, do you miss that, or are you more reflective of how it went down?
You know, what's weird is, like, you know, I miss the road terribly, and a lot of us, you know, we counted on the road, our touring income to sort of keep up everything. So it's been, we have been in the trenches. We are literally trying to come up with all different ideas to try to be out there in the midst of everything ourselves because we still, you know, have a mortgage and everything else just like other musicians. So we have to keep working. So it's been very interesting. I even started I started sort of a subscription, and I call it Susie's Inner Circle. And so for $10 a month, people join my subscription, and they get to see me as I'm recording my new album at home. And so they get these little updates and things of me, you know, working in the studio as the songs are being created and put down on, not tape, but digital.
Yeah. I like the word tape better, though. I like the old school stuff. But for this, you know, when I look at this latest release, I'm going to talk about this. I know it was recorded at the storied Cafe Milano in 1999. Again, it was released on all digital platforms this past Friday, live at Cafe Milano.
Yeah.
And it's a storied club down in Nashville. And I know it's pretty neat because it, you know, it contains a body of work, as you talk about. You know, when you look back at career, you say body of work. When you look at this piece in releasing this, is this kind of the exclamation point on your career, you think, where you can say, man, doing this and releasing this, I've had a career that I can be really proud of and thankful of and appreciative of.
Oh, I totally am that. There's a lot of songs on this that, you know, span from a bunch of records, you know. You know, probably from my 1989 record through to maybe 2000 somewhere. No, not 2000 because we made it in 99. So it would have been 99. The main reason we made it originally, I didn't ever think it would get to this point where we were like actually releasing everything out to the world. As, you know, I had this band that I loved so much. And in our business, you know, people move on. They got, you know, somebody will get a job with Keith Urban and it's, you know, more dates on the road or whatever, you know. So, you know, I didn't know how long I was going to have this group of guys, and I wanted a record of that. And so that's how we initially started thinking about it. Plus the club itself was very special. It was 225 seats, really intimate. And people, when they came in, they just knew that they were a part of the show. So they felt free to talk to me while I was on the stage. And it was just a really lovely, place to play. And just, you know, it seemed like you just walked onto the stage and there was just this room full of love. And that was another thing that, you know, that got onto the record, is that they were just, if they were there and in that show with me. So that's something I like about it.
Awesome. I know the last time we saw you was it was 2018. I think you performed at the Aledo Rhubarb Fest when storm clouds were brewing and coming in from the west. Can you do me a favor? The next time you're ever in Aledo, what I'd like you to do, and I don't want you to announce it or tell anybody, but you just show up in Aledo, and I want you to take your guitar, and I want you to go down to Mercer County High School, which is the former Aledo High School. I want you to show up there one day, and if they don't know who you are, they just say, hey, I'm Susie Boggess. I know most people know who you are. I want to go in your brand new, your renovated high school auditorium, and I want to play just a couple of acoustic numbers. I don't care if anybody watches me, but I just want to go in there and play.
Does it sound awesome?
Will you do that someday? I mean,
yes, I would totally do that.
Back in Aledo, if school is in session, hopefully COVID-19 doesn't shut down school, but I'm not, you know, maybe this year, maybe next year or whenever, you just
absolutely
come back. And it's like, for example, a Thursday morning at 9:30 and you say, hey, I'm Susie Boggess. I just want to go play a couple of acoustic numbers in the renovated.
I can't wait to hear it. Yeah, I'm very excited. That sounds really cool. Yeah. What I'd even like to do better than that is to come and see a play, because I used to love being in the plays, and I would probably ball through the whole thing, but other than that, it would be really fun.
All right. So before we wrap up, I know we're recording this interview on a Wednesday. You've been doing these, you call them Wind Down Wednesdays. On your, I think, Facebook page. So tell us a little bit about the idea behind doing that.
Well, it just really started out. I've done 20 of them now, 20 Wednesdays. After lockdown stopped, I'd gone up to see my mom because my sister was in Florida, and I got her all settled. And the next day, they closed her place where she lives, and I, you know, hadn't been able to get back in there. So I came home, and I was just like, "What are we going to do? We're just sitting here." And I just thought, you know, I'm going to reach out to the folks that have supported me and kept me going all this time, and that's what I did. And I just decided that it was not going to be, we weren't going to talk about stuff that was in the news and stuff, because there was enough of that. So it's just to cool out, just chill, have a glass of wine, have like a happy hour time, and we chat a little bit, I answer some questions, and I sing a couple of songs, you know, and it's the half an hour, it's super. You know, it goes by too fast sometimes because I love talking to the folks, so it's pretty fun.
Well, that's great. And how you know, your mom was always such a great friend to the radio station. How is she doing?
She's good. She's going to be 98 this weekend. So I'm driving up, and she's gone over to my sister's for a few days so that I can come and see her, because I can't get into where she lives in her condo, where she's in one of the retirement communities. So she's over at my sister's, and I get to spend her birthday with her, so that'll be pretty cool.
That's great. And as we wrap up, you know, just talking about summing up a career here, 16 studio albums released by Susie Baga since 1989, selling over 4 million copies, 1 certified platinum, 3 certified gold, 7 top 10 country singles, and this kid, we'll still call her a kid, born on the mean streets of Aledo, Illinois, always proud and always humble and always great to see her give back to the community. And someday, she said she's going to do it, head down to Mercer County High School, surprise everybody, who knows when, and going to play in that renovated auditorium. Susie, you've always been a great friend of the station. Appreciate it, and stay safe and keep entertaining the folks out there.
Well, thanks, and I feel like you guys have always been a friend of me, so thanks so much. And you guys all take care of yourselves, and I'm wishing you good luck in getting until we get done with this whole crazy pandemic thing.
All right, awesome. Great to visit with Susie Bogus on WRMJ.